This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and land pride attachments. The Warriorholic, straight on the text line, the Edgewater Homes text line, Vossie. Brandy, I'm your man. Drop me a line anytime if you'd like an insight on where to go. Warriorholic, I'll be doing that.
Ah,
absolutely.
You got a chaperone. You got a chaperone, straight up. Yeah, that's fantastic. We're about to talk Chinese restaurants, amongst other things, because it came to light this morning. We've got a great young player. Like, these are the sort of rugby league stories you like. Kid from the bush, having a crack at the NRL, living his dream. The fact that he's with a three-time premiership winner must blow his mind. But he comes from the town of Blaney, and we started to talk, well, every country town in Australia has a Chinese restaurant. And straight away, when we said, what, would there be one in Blaney? Of course, people just hammered us on the text line saying it's Hang Sing's Chinese restaurant. The Hang Sing's. I mean, it just made me want to... I recall a Chinese restaurant at Camden, in the main street of Camden, Argyle Street, called the Kumhor. Kumhor. It was an interesting restaurant. Do people remember eating there? Let's go down to the Kumhor for some Chinese. A true story, Brandy. Main Street of Camden.
You can't be saying that.
Oh, yeah. But it was the name of the restaurant.
Are you being serious?
People in the southwest of Sydney would remember it. It was good food. It was a good meal.
Liam Henry's listening to this. He's wondering, should I?
He might have been where his contract was signed. Penrith wanted him out of sight, so they took him over to Camden.
You're digging deeper. Just stop.
Anyway, he's wondering, what the hell have I got myself into? I'm coming on breakfast with Bossy and Brandy on SEN, and they want to talk Chinese restaurants with me. Liam, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you must be excited by that introduction. Let's tick it off. So, are you aware of Hang Sing's Chinese restaurant in? I assume it's in the main street of Blaney. Have you ever been there?
I have. Yeah, yep. I've had a few feeds from Hang Sing's. It's a good Chinese restaurant. I love it. It's really good.
Liam, Royce Simmons always told me, and Royce grew up in Cowra and Goolagong, and he always said Blaney is the coldest place on earth. I did the temperature this morning. It was 4 degrees. Your recollection of growing up in Blaney and playing footy on cold, cold Saturday mornings.
Yeah, no, it definitely gets cold there. I think Mum said they've already got a frost there already coming in. So, yeah, it definitely gets cold. But, yeah, well, I remember setting up early of a morning and early mornings to Oberon, we would be playing in the snow at times. So, very, very cold.
All right. Well, give us the backstory, Liam. When did you first... was rugby league the first sport you got into? And how old were you there? It's the Blaney Bears, isn't it? The local side?
Yeah. So, started playing, I think, when I was probably 6 or 7. And then played all juniors with the Blaney Bears. Played right up there till I was 18 or 19 and then come down to Penrith. So, yeah, love it.
And Liam, how did that happen? And Panthers has got a great association with, the areas over the mountains, whether it be Bathurst or Blaney or Cowra or Dubbo. Lots of boys have come there. How did it happen for you?
So I started playing through Western Rams. It's a competition they've got there out in the country. And then we play 8 rounds against other districts and stuff. And then from there, played in the country team. and I got picked up by Jimmy Jones. So he was out watching a few games, and then, yeah, got the call from Jimmy to come down and have a look at Panthers, and then we shot down straight away, and, yeah, as soon as we had a look around, we couldn't sign quick enough. So, yeah, it's been really good, and, yeah, big shout-out to Jimmy. So, yeah.
Yeah, wow, the dream, the dream. By the way, text coming in, Liam. See, people want to talk Chinese restaurants. So you're going to have to roll with it. This one from Kel. Hey, boys, also at Young for many years, there was the Wok and Roll Chinese restaurant. The Wok and Roll. It's still there but has another name. But he says the original Hang Sing's was an icon and people used to travel from other towns just to eat there. I think you've underplayed it, Liam. When you say you had a good feed there a few times, do you mean you had a great feed there a number of times?
Yeah, I do. I didn't realise that yet. It was so popular, but yeah, no, it's definitely a really, really good feed. I think Billy Sue was the original chef, and he's pretty well known back home, and yeah, they've got a statue up there on the outskirts of Blaney, so
get out of town.
I think it was very, very popular.
Whether that's cap or not, that's a great story. There's a statue of Billy Sue. So what's your favourite dish there? If anyone tuned in now is headed out to Blaney for whatever reason, well, look, maybe they may go to Blaney this weekend around taking in the Panthers game against the Tigers. What's your favourite dish at Hang Sing's?
Oh, I can recommend the garlic steak. It's always one of my favourites. They do a good honey chicken. I'll go for a few, actually. There's plenty to pick from, that's for sure.
Well, but you're a front rower. He's not surprised. Front yeah,
he's a front rower.
You're a big front rower. Good.
Yeah, and how's the footy going this year, Liam? You've been part of the squad in all four games. Panthers have won three. You're coming off a loss, but you're up there in Bathurst. Do you leave tomorrow? You head to Bathurst and take on the Tigers. Now, am I right in saying you played in that Tigers game last year?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's been really good. Thanks, Brandy, the start of the season. I'm really enjoying it and loving every minute of it. Obviously we got I was a part of that game. We lost the Tigers last year in Bathurst. It was pretty cold and wet that night. But yeah, I think the weather conditions are meant to be a bit better this week. But yeah, no, looking forward to it. Love playing back home and yeah, really, really excited.
So people reacting to this interview.
Well, you get the Henry family and everyone that you know in half of Blaney will be in Bathurst surely watching the game.
Yeah, I got a few family and friends heading out to the game, that's for sure. So Blaney's only 25 minutes from there, so yeah, it's not far at all. But yeah, no, they're pretty excited and so am I. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, Liam, we're pumping up your tyres here. People saying that. You sound like a cracking young fella. They're loving you talking footy and the life that you've lived. Just on playing for Penrith, I mean, do you realise, to kids in Blaney running around, there'd be under 7, under 8s running around, that you are now one of their heroes? Like, you come from the Blaney Bears as little kids. I want to be like Liam Henry. How does that sit with you?
Oh, I don't really see myself as that person. I'm starstruck myself, just being a part of this squad and this group of very, very talented players. They're an incredible group of fellas, and what they've done over the last 4 years is awesome. So just, you know, I go in there and pinch myself every day and have a look around, and I'm very, very grateful to be there. So, yeah, it's cool to think that there's young fellas back home that can be a part of a club that, yeah, I grew up with and playing with. So, yeah, hopefully they do the same.
And you've got some pretty good mentors, haven't you? James Fisher-Harris, Moses Leota, who have just been, they've been the best front rowers in the game over the 3 years that Penrith certainly aimed up in the big games. Those two have delivered enormously, and it must be, I guess, fantastic for a young front rower to be, you know, mentored by those two.
Oh, it sure is, Brandy. It's incredible. Yeah, I try to be like a sponge and soak it all up. I probably annoy him a little bit with some of the questions and curiosity that I go about, but they're awesome around everything and are more than happy to help and show you things along the way. So, yeah, they're incredible, them too, and, yeah, I love watching them do the thing.
Liam Henry, our special guest, a young front rower from the Panthers here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. A text here, Vossie, Brandy, please remind Liam, the only decent thing that ever came out of Blaney was Peter Toohey, the former New South Wales cricketer. Don't know whether you remember him. Liam, I'm going to make an observation. You don't sound like the sort of boombox guy that some of the Panthers boys, the music they play. Have you struggled to fit into that part of the culture at Penrith? Is that your go, that sort of music, or do you put on the headphones and shut yourself out to that?
I'm pretty open to whatever they play, but yeah, I'm more of the probably country western type of music listener, but it doesn't get around a whole lot often in the Panthers Liam. Academy, but that's okay.
Liam, is there a breakaway group that are trying to get away from the boombox music and sort of start up their own little thing, or you're just happy to roll with the
losing battle
and put your earplugs in?
Oh, we might get a chance every now and again to hook up the speaker and play some of our tunes, but at the moment we're rolling with the losing battle. Yeah.
Yeah, must be very tough. Here's another text here. How good is Liam's enthusiasm? He sounds like a great young man. So you're impressing people here right now. From Headbutt, Peter Gow. Peter Toohey came from Blaney. Yeah, look, the people are saying. People talking about Peter Toohey. He was a great boys. You guys talking Chinese at 8:30 makes me want to have a Chinese feed at 8:30 in the morning. So you've struck a nerve there, Liam. In fact, I read that Taylan May, who's been in the news this week, but he started a vlog. You could actually start maybe a little food, Liam. Such as your enthusiasm for the food, maybe you could do a little side hustle. Have you thought about that little podcast, Talking Food with Liam Henry?
Well, yeah, that might be an option. We can go around and taste different Chinese restaurants. So it might be something to look into.
Well, there we go. Yeah, travel around eating Chinese. Yeah. Who would have thought of that? Just on Blaney and Peter Toohey, is there a footballer? Is there a famous footballer that has come out of Blaney and played first grade apart from you, Liam?
Big Jake Anilzark, I think, was down in the Sharks system for a while.
Yep. Okay.
And then obviously you had Steve Mooney that was at Canberra for a little while, but that's okay. All I'm aware of.
I know Paul Sirenden, when he finished his time at the NRL, when he retired, Ciro, he did go, I don't know if he captain coached, but he certainly played for Blaney. Do you remember Ciro running around in a Blaney jumper, Paul Sirenden?
No, I don't. Sorry, Randy.
Okay.
But
it's probably too far back. It is too far back. We're getting on a bit.
All right, but confirmation, Peter Toohey was from Blaney. I think from, is there a place called Barry, or the farm was called Barry out there at Blaney? You're the local. You'd have to help us out there. But Peter Toohey, and we had Doug Walters on the program last week. He was sort of tagged as the next Peter Toohey. He was from there. He spent his early years on the family farm at Barry near Blaney. Do you know where Barry is? I can't imagine it'd be very big, Barry.
It's only a little small town. It's probably 15 minutes out Goulburn way. Like it's 15 minutes out of Blaney, so not far.
So Liam, did you grow up in town in Blaney, or were you on land? Were you on a farm?
Yeah, so I grew up in town. My dad, obviously, he grew up on property. Pa had property with him and his, obviously, siblings. But, sold up when I was a kid and then grew up in town. So, yeah.
Well, great stuff, Liam. You've impressed everyone on the program this morning. Kerry Hemsley from Blaney. Was Kerry Hemsley from Blaney? They're just coming out of the woodwork. We put Blaney on the map today. Liam, loving watching you play. You're on a hell of a journey at the moment with the Panthers, mate, and all the very best. Thanks for coming on the show and being a good sport as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good on you, Liam.
Liam Henry, you've done yourself proud and your club proud right there on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.